Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Chief Minister Nipi Ryo will present the budget 2025-26 in the State Legislative Assembly today. Mr. Ryo, who also holds the finance portfolio, will present supplementary demand for grants for 2024-25. Today, beside the questionnaire, the House is scheduled to take up matters of urgent public importance to discuss the issue pertaining to mushrooming of union and associations in Nagaland. Meanwhile, two bills, the Nagaland Town and Country Planning Fourth Amendment Bill 2025 and the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland Validation Bill 2025, introduced on March 4th, will also be passed. The day's business also include laying of annual administrative reports of 14 departments, laying of reports, rules and introduction of government bills, among others. A review meeting was held under the chairmanship of Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang, Minister in charge of Planning and Transformation and National Highway, to assess the progress of ongoing national highway projects and address critical issues hindering their smooth implementation. During the review meeting, unresolved issue pertains to the land acquisition for the Perin-Dimapur Package 5 and Kohima-Jessamy Package 2 were discussed. On the Kohima-Jessamy Package 2, Deputy Chief Minister directed the contractor to commence work immediately, warning of termination for undue delays. Mr. Ziliang reaffirmed the government's commitment to prioritizing the development of national highways. While acknowledging the role of civil society as a watchdog, Mr. Ziliang urged stakeholders to address grievances through proper channels rather than halting work. He emphasized that complaints regarding quality should be lodged with the district administration or NHIDCL for verification. He assured that if claims are validated, appropriate action will be taken against the defaulting contractor. The Deputy Chief Minister also informed that he will conduct an on-site inspection of the Kohima bypass on 11th of March to address minor issues faced by the contractor and NHIDCL to ensure timely resolution of challenges and smooth progress of the project. Niti Aayog yesterday released a strategic paper on the rapid evolution of quantum computing and its implications on national security in New Delhi. Niti Frontier Tech Hub, in partnership with the Data Security Council of India, released the paper with the aim of accelerating the country's transition into a frontier tech nation. Releasing the paper, the CEO of Niti Aayog, BVR Subramaniam, said strategic investments in research, innovation and global partnerships will be key to positioning India at the forefront of technological advancements. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday inaugurated the annual cultural festival Vividhata Ka Amrit Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, the president said the festival celebrates the diverse heritage of different parts of the nation and showcases unique traditions of various regions. The president said in this edition, more than 500 artisans and weavers will be showcasing traditional handcrafts and handlooms, handicrafts and handlooms, as well as intricate brass and wooden crafts. President Murmu urged citizens to participate in the event and boost the confidence of the artisans.
Amrut Mahotsav ke is Dakshin Bharatiya sanskaran mein lagbhag 500 karigar aur bunakar shamil ho rahe hain. Ve Kanjibaram aur Pachampoli ikot se lekar ke etikappukka toys ka pradarshan karenge. Anek kalakar paramparik lok nrutya tatha geeton ki prastuti dwara Dakshin Bharat ki anupam jhalak bhi dikhayenge. Main logon se agrah karti hun ki is utsav mein bhagidari kare aur Dakshin Bharat ki kala sanskruti ko jane aur uska.
This year, the festival is focusing on South India, along with Lakshadweep and Puducherry. The festival will be open to the public from today until the 9th of this month. Along with the rest of the nation, the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, will be organizing the first quarterly National Lok Adalat, People's Courts, for the year 2025 in all the district headquarters on 8th of this month. 11 Lok Adalat benches will be set up by the District Legal Services Authority, DLSAs. For more information, persons can approach front officers of DLSAs at district court premises or office of the NSLSA, DC office compound in Kohima, or dial toll-free NSLSA helpline 15100 or NSLSA helpline number 911-800-345-3883 or email nslsa.naglen@yahoo.in. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.